This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. When you Google pedal steel guitar, many of the images that come up are of white men mostly dressed in cowboy outfits, which is not surprising if you know about the instrument's place in country music history. But since the 1930s, the pedal steel guitar has flourished in a little-known setting, the African-American Pentecostal House of God denomination. Today, Robert Randolph is the popular face of the tradition, sharing stages with stars like Dave Matthews, Derek Trucks, and Susan Tedeschi. But in North Carolina, the tradition is kept alive by the Allen Boys, the only touring sacred steel band in the state. DeShawn Hickman is the band leader, and he is my guest today. Welcome, DeShawn. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
So first I want to know, when I say sacred steel, what am I saying?
Pretty much a tradition that's been going on since about 1903. A bunch of steel players that grew up in the church, and we're just keeping this tradition alive as long as we can.
Tell us about that church and its then the steels, pedal steel's role in it.
Church was based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Our founder was a female, Mary Magdalena Tate, who started organizations all over the country, happened to filter down to North Carolina. The pedal steel actually started in 1935 by a man named Willie Eason, started out playing lap steel, which most of us who grow up in the tradition, we start out on a six-string lap steel. And as time goes on, some guys evolved into the pedal steel. Me personally, I started out on pedal steel.
How did you start? Tell us about how you
My mother played pedal steel. I learned from her when I was three, didn't take it serious until I was about between five and seven.
didn't take your mom long to.
Nah, didn't take long. Yeah. But she got called into the ministry and she laid it down and stopped playing. And I picked it up and I've been doing it ever since.
Will you do some right now?
Yes, sir, I will.
Thank you.
Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Go. That's DeShawn Hickman, and he is the leader of the Allen Boys. That song, of course, When the Saints Go Marching In. Leader of the Allen Boys. The Allen Boys are going to perform September 16th on the lawn of the Greensboro Historical Museum at 6 o'clock if you want to see more. So what's the relationship between this music and church? Because I know in many churches, music is considered the devil's music, and I wonder how this music, that's the history of gospel, and right? I mean, to some extent, how gospel players got kind of thrown out of the church and then became popular. What about the pedal steel and this music in the Pentecostal tradition?
The pedal steel in our church really takes place of most churches having organs, keyboards, guitars as lead instruments. There were not many organ players growing up that I knew of. So guys, this became the focal point of the band. And when you say of the band, usually we have a drummer, bass player, guitar player, and then you have a pedal steel player. It plays a very significant role in the church because it's got a voice-like quality. And when you listen to it, sometimes you can almost sounds like somebody's actually singing through this guitar. So it plays a very significant role.
Will you play another one for us?
I sure will. I'll do a little swing on this one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is Sean Hickman playing the pedal steel. He's the leader of the Allen Boys, and they're going to be on the lawn of Greensboro's Historical Museum at 6 o'clock on September 16th. When you play now as a group, do you only play sacred music? What's your repertoire?
No. growing up, we used to listen to a little bit of everything, from Stevie Wonder to Michael Jackson to Merle Haggard to... We grew up in Mount Airy, the foothills of North Carolina, so we grew up around bluegrass, so I love bluegrass. It's hard to play it on pedal steel at times, but I have a dobro because I played in a bluegrass band. So we don't put ourselves in a box.
Right, right.
We like to go outside the box every once in a while.
What about in the church? I mean, is there a canon of music that gets played and is expected inside the church?
Inside the church, we stay away from Stevie and Michael.
Well, that seems pretty.
We keep it to the tradition of the church. Yes, sir.
I want to listen to a clip because you're here without the rest of the Allen Boys, but we've got a clip here of a piece with the full band. And so we'll take a listen now to hear what it sounds like with everybody together. Allen Boys playing Walk With Me. They're going to be September 16th on the lawn of the Greensboro Historic Museum. So, again, how many members in the band all together?
Four of us.
Four of you all together. Where do you play?
Pretty much anywhere we're asked to play.
That's good. You know, this music has been cataloged. I know Robert Stone is a folklorist who wrote about this. What does it mean to you to know that there is a catalog and a kind of study of this music out there?
Well, it means a lot because a lot of people don't know about it. And even still... Today, when people say, hey, what do you play? And I say, pedal steel. What is that? Hmm. You know, and I'll say, Bob Stone wrote a book. Check it out. You know,
But it is associated with country music. I mean, that's a very characteristic sound.
It is. It originated with Hawaiian music.
And slack key guitar.
Yes, sir. And as time evolved, as music does, it became a more country instrument. And then you have us who took it from country into the church. And then you have Robert Randolph who took it from country into the church to rock and roll.
Tell us more about Robert Randolph.
Robert Randolph is a phenomenal guy. He's out of Jersey, New Jersey, Orange, New Jersey. And he was in the right place at the right time, was seen by the North Mississippi All-Stars, and they signed him. And he has taken this thing to a level that probably nobody ever imagined it going.
Yeah, and he's played with a lot of stars in a lot of different genres, too.
Yes, sir, he has.
Will you play another one for us?
We will. Thank you.
Sean Hickman of the Allen Boys. What was the name of that song?
What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The reason I ask that is because it seems to me that the kind of arrangements you can do, even with traditional hymns, that must be a lot of fun arranging these songs,
isn't it? It is, because I can do it however I want.
With really good results. I mean, you can, just on that instrument alone,
yes,
you can have a lot of different feels and a little different emotion.
Yes, it sounds, you know, pretty much like, it's like an organ, you know, it's like a keyboard where they can do a lot of feels by themselves. And the pedals and the knee levers, they allow me to have the freedom to do a lot of things on the fly that most guitar players wouldn't be able to do.
Right.
So that's the uniqueness of this instrument. It's very, you can go way out there, or you can stay very compact where you're at. It just depends on how you feel.
Well, it seems to me that the virtue of it and what distinguishes it is the ability to sustain longer than other instruments.
Yes, sir.
Right about that. And so then that allows these kind of wonderful harmonics to play it's arranging itself in new ways. So do you get a different feel? I mean, does that instrument feel different to you in church than it does on a stage?
It does.
Yeah.
On the stage, like I said, we have the freedom to do most things that we wouldn't do in church. Mm-hmm. But in church, I take pride in playing in church because that's how I grew up. I know nothing other than church. So when I'm in church playing, you know, it helps. What this instrument does, in my opinion, it can take your mind to a whole nother place. You know, if you hear Amazing Grace and it's played the right way, man, it can really, it can ease your mind, you know, and give you a peace of mind from the day.
Well, I want to get another sample of the whole band together and how it all sounds when the Allen Boys are together. We have a little clip from I Got That Holy Ghost. Bit of the Allen Boys playing I Got That Holy Ghost. Allen Boys going to be performing September 16th on the lawn of the Greensboro Historical Museum. When we joked earlier about the tension in churches between, you know, popular music and sacred music, is there that kind of tension? Do you run into any trouble in the church when you play out in different venues?
I tell the truth, yes, sir, we do. Yeah. and it mostly comes from the more seasoned church folk. Those that have been there the longest, they don't find it very amusing that we take the music outside of the walls.
Well, what about the less seasoned among you? Is there a future for this? Or young
it
people
is.
Coming up?
There are guys that I watch via social media, Facebook, YouTube. These guys are doing some crazy things with this instrument. And it's all in how they feel about it. You know, you take and do what you want to do with it.
Well, and I would think with other instruments, too. I mean, what's the kind of craziest arrangement of instruments you've been involved in? Because when you're not playing with the band, have you been in the group with an oboe and an ocarina?
I've been with banjos. I've been in with a harp. I've sit in with, I mean, you name it. I've seen it with the orchestra, the full orchestra, and it sounded amazing.
That would be great. Well, I want to leave you a couple of minutes to play us out. So maybe you can give us a sample of Amazing Grace. If you had something else in mind, that's up to you. But I'm going to leave you a couple of minutes. But first, I'm going to remind everybody who I was talking to. Deshaun Hickman is the band leader of the Allen Boys, which is North Carolina's only touring sacred steel band. Allen Boys perform September 16th at the Greensboro Historical Museum. They'll be there at 6 o'clock. It's part of the Fabric of Freedom Festival here in Greensboro all this month. We've got details on the festival about that performance at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Normand, and Katie Barron. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachel. Once again, Deshaun Hickman of the Allen Boys.